Daniel in the Old Testament, just a little bit to the right of the book of Psalms, Daniel chapter 3, and I was going to go into chapter 4 tonight, but this is one of the great, great chapters in all of the Word of God, Daniel chapter 3, and there's so many jewels, so many nuggets here that I just couldn't pass it by once without going through it once more. Now, next week we'll definitely get into chapter 4, but there's just, you know, the Bible, as someone has said, is so deep or so shallow that a child can, or so deep an elephant, I think R.G. Lee said it this way, the Bible is so deep that an elephant can swim, yet a lamb can wade without drowning. And that's pretty wise. And there's so much in the Word of God that we could just camp on one verse or two for years and years. And although the youth may think we do that, we really don't. But there's so much in this chapter that I wanted us to go back through it again. And I wanted to just give you a few things here, and then we'll go further into the remainder of the chapter. But let me give you some lessons learned. There's about seven lessons that we learned from this chapter. And I'm going to give it, if you've got a fly leaf or a margin, maybe right in front of chapter 3 or somewhere you've got a margin or something, you can write down six brief statements. I want us to remember these, or to remind us of these tremendous lessons that we learn in chapter 3 before we move on. It just seems like God just keeps piling wonderful things upon wonderful things, and here are seven more. Number one, point number one of lessons learned in Daniel 3. Number one, he who honors God will not go unrewarded. You know, these